Supporters of the bill cite statistics that show all forms of skin cancer, and particularly melanoma, which can result in death, are on the rise among young people. Rush Chandra with the American Cancer Society says the primary source of ultraviolet radiation believed to contribute to the cancers is from the sun. The second is from tanning booths. And he says there's evidence that young people, especially young women who frequent tanning beds, are getting cancer more often.
The sun is the biggest problem. But we can't really do much about the sun. But it is within the power of the legislature to control tanning booths. And, you know, our proposal is very simple. Keep kids under 18 out of these things so they don't do the damage at an early age and so they don't develop what's really a deadly habit.
Dermatologist Dr. Judith Mice-Laborski, who is immediate past president of the State Dermatological Society, says there's a weight of scientific evidence that shows that salon tanning raises the risk of people being diagnosed with the three main types of skin cancer. She says 35% of all teenaged girls between the ages of 14 and 17 now frequent tanning salons.
We dermatologists are alarmed about the impact of indoor tanning on young women. Melanoma is increasing faster in young women than in young men, and a major difference in behavior is that women are more likely to use indoor tanning beds.
She says another study finds that using a tanning bed before the age of 30 increases the risk of melanoma by 75%. Dr. Charles Weissman, an oncologist who is also chief medical officer with the Cancer Society, says when he first began his practice in the early 1980s, he saw very few instances of the deadliest form of skin cancer. Now that's changed. He says he sees many more cases, and he believes it's partly the result of overuse of tanning beds.
It's not unusual for me now to see people coming in their late 20s, early 30s, many times female, and undoubtedly due to sun exposure as well as the use of tanning salons.
Current state law bans children under the age of 14 from using tanning beds and requires that those under 18 get a signed permission slip from their parents. Chandra with the Cancer Society equates some of the dangers of tanning salons with the harmful impacts of smoking.
We don't prohibit tobacco, but we don't allow them to sell it to kids under 18, even if they have a note from their mother, unlike tanning booths.
And he says, just like with smoking, if younger people do not take up the habit of tanning in their teens, they are less likely to seek it out later in life. The measure has passed the state assembly, but is stalled in the state Senate, though it has a majority party Republican sponsor. The Indoor Tanning Association, a national group that represents tanning salon owners, says in a statement that laws that would let the government restrict teen tanning are misguided and that it should be up to parents to make those decisions with their children. They argue that there are health benefits to moderate exposure to ultraviolet light generated from the tanning lamps, and they say teens are more at risk if they instead choose unsupervised sunbathing outdoors, which is more likely to lead to a sunburn. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.